welcome to this installment of Motivational Monday. We are entering the month of October, and I'm glad to be here with you. I hope you are motivated on this day to seize the day, to embrace life. I'm extra motivated today because today is one of our daughter's birthdays. And so we've been celebrating for a couple days, and there is nothing better than seeing the joy in a child's eyes and getting to recognize their gift and, just participate as they're becoming the little human being that God created them to be, and finding their gift, skills, and passions, and pouring life into that. So many good things, which leads me to what today is about. I'm going to read a story to you about Hans. So have I told you the story of Hans the tailor? Well, no, then let me begin. Hans the tailor was famous through all the lands for his skill in sewing the perfect suit. Because of his reputation, an influential entrepreneur visiting his city ordered a tailor-made suit. But when he came to pick up his suit, the customer found one sleeve twisted that way and the other this way, one shoulder bulged out and the other caved in. He pulled and managed to make his body fit. As he returned home on the bus, another passenger noticed his odd appearance and asked if Hans the tailor made the suit. Receiving an affirmative reply, the man remarked, "Amazing. Simply amazing. I knew that Hans was a good tailor, but I had no idea he could make a suit fit so perfectly someone as deformed as you." You see, we spend a lot of our lives twisting and contorting ourselves into the shape of others' expectations, don't we? Our parents, boss, spouse, friends, children, our social media feeds. We push and shove ourselves into grotesque configurations until we fit wonderfully into their comfort zones. At some point, if we are lucky, we stop playing such games. If we are lucky, we grow up and we grow into ourselves. This is the moment of true transformation, because it's only then that we understand the essence of our great faith traditions. At the heart of a good religion is that essential truth. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We are made in the image of God, beautiful and complete, from the beginning, middle, and end. Our lives are about celebrating that fundamental truth and then living so fully as ourselves that people see God's artistry in and through us. I'm going to say that again. That we live so fully as ourselves that people see God's artistry in and through us. Well, today, when you feel your shoulders slump or your neck tightens, curiously explore if you are contorting yourself for someone else. If your head starts pounding or your stomach clenches, wonder if you are disfiguring yourself for approval. And if so, simply stop. Stop pretending to be less than who you are meant to be. In the words of a tailor, if the suit doesn't fit, don't wear it. If the suit doesn't fit, don't wear it. Well, I know it's not maybe your birthday today, but happy birthday anyways. Live into that human being that God imagines. All right. See you next time on Motivational Monday. Take good care.